Okay. So we are good to start. Let me present my screen today. Okay. So I can see you all, and I hope you can see my screen. Can you all see the screen?
Yes, we can see.
Yes, sir, very clear.
All right, great. Thank you. So it's all about talking about stuff which matters to us. So today's topic, I wanted to touch upon the topic of how our and child relation builds up together, and what is that we can enhance and improve as a father. There are other topics which are related to your relation with your spouse. That's a whole different topic, and the topic of our health and fitness is a separate topic in itself. We have also got pointers to cover about how we handle our finance, our investments, and the whole portfolio, taking care of the future of how we want to see our family growing and ourselves growing. And of course, the aspect of family where we have the element of fun, of being available, of being the head of the family, so-called. So today's topic is going to be just about us and the child. Yeah. Having said that, I'm going to talk about three different aspects, which are very broad in nature, but it's very beautiful to talk about these points and understand them from detail. So let's just quickly dive.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay. So the first aspect, I'm going to talk about the nature of our child and what do we really wish for our child to become. And I will just leave you with a thought at the end. So to begin with, let's just start with the thought itself. We have always heard that, child will always come to us and say, "Papa, see this, Papa, see that." Can you all relate to it? Has your child ever come to you and said, "Can you look at what I'm doing?" Just type yes or no in the chat if that has happened to you. And that stuff is very little or very trivial or repetition of what has already happened. Right, but still they would want us to look into what they are doing, isn't it? Okay, I see some responses in the chats. The point that I want to share with you that is that when we take out time to hear to their little stuff with complete attention, you will notice that they will have time to tell us the big stuff when it happens to them in their life. Abhishek bhai, I just muted you because there was a sound coming, but feel free to unmute whenever you can. And coming back to this thought once again, if we can take out time to hear the little stuff that they want to tell us, they will be able to tell us the big stuff that happens in their life when they grow up. Why? Because everything that they have been telling us from their perspective has always been big. It has never been small. And this is what encourages me to share the further aspect of understanding a child's nature. I'm going to touch upon five aspects of a child. By nature, you will notice that a child is very comfortable and confident in whatever way they lead themselves into. We as adults may not be comfortable in a shopping mall when they lie down on the floor and they want that chocolate, but they are very comfortable during that time. It is us who gets uncomfortable, but as a child, we all were like this. We were very comfortable pushing us. We were very comfortable when we had to jump on the mud puddle. We were very comfortable rolling on the floor when we wanted something, and this is how, as children, we were. And you will also notice that a child is usually very happy throughout the day. We all are working professionals, so you would notice that if somebody is really smiling a lot in the day, we end up asking them, "Arey, kya hua? Itne khush kyon aaj? Why are you smiling so much?" Right? But the other way is true for nobody asks us if we are really serious or if we have a sad face. Right? But for the child, it is the a complete opposite. If the child is not happy, we end up asking, "Kya hua? Why are you sad?" So by nature, a child is very happy. And let me ask you the next question. Do you think your child is intelligent? Can you type yes and no or no in the chat? Or maybe, do you think your child is intelligent? Let me see some answers in the chat. Okay, yes, you can see some answers coming up. Right, we all believe that our child is intelligent because they are a product of two intelligent people, and they're definitely going to be much more intelligent than you as an individual. And as they grow up, you would have noticed our parents telling us that, oh, this generation is so smart. And now we are in a stage that we are telling this to our peers that this generation is so smart. And by nature, they would always want to hug us, kiss us, come around us, and they're always loving. You notice that? They're always full of enthusiasm, full of joy. And lastly, they are very daring in nature. Even if it is a very big bulldog that they see in front of them, until you tell them that it is scary, they will not believe it. It is us who end up putting that element of fear in our children sometimes. But by nature, a child is very daring. Even if you put them into a dark room, until unless they have seen their mother or child getting scared of the dark, they will never get scared of the dark. Just a very simple example that I have heard from my teachers is that a lady walking on the street, she's held her child's hand, and she sees a dog coming from the opposite side, a street dog. So as she sees that, she just grabs the fist of the child really tightly. And that is the signal that has passed to the child that when a dog comes, you have to be a little scared and a little alert. This is how a child picks up the same thing. So by nature, they are very daring. Yeah. Can you all relate to that? Are you all with me till now? Just type WM if you are with me till now, understanding a child's nature. Thank you. Thank you. It's good to know that you're all here so far with me. I would like to share, I mean, what do we actually wish for our children? Yeah, our basic aim is to have raising an emotionally intelligent children. Would you all agree with me on this? We want our children to be emotionally intelligent and take their own decisions. So what does that mean? They should be able to build a trust and connection. We should be able to build trust and connection with them. They should have these problem-solving skills. And most importantly, they are inspired to do things and not just externally motivated. As of now, what works for them is, beta, you do this, I'll give you a chocolate. You do that, maybe you will get this. If you get good marks, you'll get a bicycle. So that is a motivation which will sooner or later fade away. But we want them to be inspired with clarity to do whatever they wish to do in their life. Yes. This is what we all wish for as fathers, right? For our children. And this is why we are spending so much time so that we can give the best to them. But what happens on the way is something where we struggle a lot is the art of discipline. So I am going to touch upon a little bit about what kind of discipline we are talking about here. So let me go further. I want to talk about these few points. First of all, understanding what is discipline and what is punishment. And this is something which I have to admit, I have made mistakes in not knowing what is discipline and what is punishment. So discipline basically is you add a learning or a teaching to somebody's life or to your own life. That is being disciplined. But punishment, on the other hand, is imposing a penalty. Right? Now, though we have our intentions, right, that I want to make sure that my child is disciplined enough, but what happens is that we end up. Oh, I just noticed something. Okay. But what happens is that we end up moving more into the punishment side rather than the discipline side. And this is something which is very beautiful. I heard from Gurudev Shishravishankar when he said that anything that you do in life for anyone, not just for our children, there are these three types. You can get your work done only through these three types. It can either be love, or it can be through greed, or it can be through fear. The mistake that we do is we try love only later. We try to have greed and fear first, then we think about love. Greed means just, as I was saying, simple example is that asking the child, you do this, then we have this. So that element of greed, but it makes the work done. If you have to get ready, maybe when you come back, we'll watch a movie together. And I have to admit, I have done this thing. Using the element of greed, making the work done or making the child be disciplined enough. The element of fear, I mean, usually you would notice that the fathers are more seen as an element of figure of being fearful, right? Because we know we can tell the child, come on, you do this, and they will end up finishing this. The aspect of love comes naturally to a mother, but of course, as fathers, we have the possibility to increase that aspect of love in us as well. I think I really believe that doing hugging and kissing it to a child is not just a mother's job, but also as fathers, we have to equally have that sense of a connection with the child through hugs, through kisses, and appreciating them without they even asking for it. What do you think? Can we do that? Is just let me know yes or no in the chat if appreciating the child without they even asking for is a good idea. Okay, Arvind says yes. Rakesh says yes. Absolutely yes. And that when you start appreciating without they even asking, that is when we add an element of love first. And you will notice that greed and fear may not be required much as often as we do it today. And you know, when a child breaks down into emotions, these are basically these four emotions coming up. You will notice that they either get frustrated on something, or they are getting angry, they are sad, or they are fearful. Most they are experiencing fear. So these emotions are mostly classified into these four categories. Why I'm sharing these emotions is because based on these emotions that they experience, there is a behavioral pattern which comes up, which is screaming. Or they would end up crying. It could be hitting you or hitting somebody else, or it could be just disruption, throwing things around. Have you all experienced that? Are you familiar with this behavior? If the child is very small, of course, screaming or crying is the dominating ones, but hitting and disruption also starts coming in as they grow up. Yeah, Krishna? Okay, I'm just muting you, Krishna. All right. So the reason of understanding emotions and behavior is because we want to make sure that the behavior can be changed. But what we miss out sometimes is, and when I say we, I included, this is my own personal experience that I missed out the underlying emotion. And I'm going to just talk about in a while on of how we understand the emotion. We talk about the emotion, but we also tell the child that the behavior coming out of that emotion is not correct. So how do we do that is, I think, a skill worth having for every father. And this is what I'm going to talk about further. So this aspect of women being driven by emotions and as men we are driven by ego is very true, right? So our ego makes us do everything that we are doing in our life. So when a child actually questions us and we are in a situation where our ego is pushed, these are the thoughts coming up. I am the right because I am elder, so I know what is right. That is again our ego coming up into place. Or it could be how dare a small one question me. Yeah. When we think of that way, even then our ego is pumped up and is at the top. Or it could be like somebody pushing your boundary. You are not used to working in a environment where somebody is shouting or screaming, but a child, your child, being your child, has understood what is my papa's boundary. Would you agree? Just give me a smile in the chat if you know, if you understand what I'm saying. They know when to push your boundary and they will do that every single time. And once they know the boundary, they're going to make sure that your boundary is even expanded every time it happens. And this is where our ego again comes into picture. So finally, what happens is punishment could be in various forms, and we feel that this is the way out now to stop what is happening around us. We are happy that punishment gives immediate result, but I would like to tell you that this is what happens when we see the immediate result. We are looking into a false sense of accomplishment. We feel that, okay, for now, the chapter is closed, the child has stopped talking. And the stress that I am experiencing right now as a father is taken care of. Because I want to work on something and my child is shouting around, I just shout back at him. I tell him to keep quiet. I tell him just no means no. Or sometimes even I would just slap him. Doing that, everything taken care of. But what we fail to notice is that there are long-term impacts around it. Let me share that with you. The long-term impacts, first of all, is serious one is called the traumatic memory. You know, if you just reflect back into your own life, you will notice that any bad situations or anything which is not okay when you go down the memory lane is because there is some experience associated with that. It could be as simple as our own father may have used beating as a sort of punishment to discipline us. And this traumatic memory is still there with us. Because of that, we also act on doing the same. Because this is what we have seen, and then maybe we do the same. The second form is a child from the child's perspective, if they would not outburst on you, but they will outburst on others. In front of you, they will become the most silent person, and this is what we all wanted, right? We want the child to not scream around. But you will notice that the outburst will come not in front of you, but people outside you. I have a friend whose child is very peaceful at home, but they got complaints that the child has been beating children around in the class. Can you imagine that? A child which is very calm at home beats children in the class. And when they got to know this, he just ended up talking to me, and we were discussing how he is handled when he's not behaving properly. So they would say, I mean, their answer was simple, that they would either ask him to shut his mouth or it would be just a slap. And now, can you relate to this? The child was very peaceful. He said, okay, I cannot do this in front of my parents, but the outcome has to happen somewhere. The outburst has to happen somewhere. So it was happening in the class, which resulted in other children being beaten. So we have just put, there's a difference between putting when you're doing the cleaning of the house, you put the sand under the carpet and then you put the sand outside. One day the sand under the carpet will come out and it will outburst. This is what happens when we do not tame into the outburst or the emotions of a child. And there is this feeling of being unseen, being not available or being lonely. Or, of course, as I said, suppressing the emotions. You know, I'm sure not every one of us go to this extent, but to be honest, I know fathers in my acquaintance circle. In form of punishment, they have put their children into the bathroom closed until they stopped crying. Can you imagine that? There are children who do this treatment to their there are fathers who do this treatment to their child if they cry. Now, can you imagine what is happening to the child right now? The fear of being loneliness, the fear of being left out and not heard, all these emotions are sooner or later going to come out. It may not come on you, but everyone around them is going to suffer. So when I was hearing these cases, it also boils my heart sometimes, and also inspires that there is so much that we can learn from each other. Isn't it? And I mean, here I'm not blaming the father. Just be mindful of that. This is the best way that the father may know of handling such a situation. I mean, none of us comes with a manual, right, of how to handle a child. So whatever feels right to us, we do it at that time. This is why it is very important all of us have taken out this time to understand. What do we do about this? And this is the reason I'm going to share some secrets with you now which are going to make a big difference in how we see our relationship with the child. Are you all ready for that? Just type in yes or no if you are ready for going further to understand how do we, the secrets of handling a child and being disciplining a child. Okay, I hear a yes from Rakesh, Arvind, Mayank, Abhishek, Pranav. So far, is it making
Or
sense?
definitely yes.
All right. Thanks, Anir. Okay, so going into the final aspect of the secrets, let me open up that for you. So first, let's understand what does not work when it comes to disciplining or punishing a child. The first thing which does not work is learning by shaming. And I have to say this is my own personal learning. I would do that with my son sometimes. I would just tell him that, oh, look at this. I mean, this is just a small thing. Why are you crying? It's okay. It happens to everyone. Nothing to be sad about. Or I would just laugh at him saying, I mean, I thought I'm making fun, but it was not fun for him. And I was actually making him feel more guilty of what has happened. So if he is crying and then I will say, oh, kya bachcho ki tarah rote rehte ho? And the moment I would do that, later it has never helped me so far. The second thing which I thought worked but it did not work was giving a child time out. Chalo tum abhi is room mein raho. You spend some time with yourself. No playing out with children. No playing out with your friends today. Aaj sab tuition cancel. You stay home. So here again, I have to ask myself, or let's ask ourselves this question: is this really helping the child? Is he going to learn how to navigate their emotions by staying alone? Sometimes, yes, it helps to introspect, but that there has to be an age for that. It cannot be very early. As we become teenagers, finding answers in silence becomes easier sometimes. Or maybe at this age, when you are 30 plus, 30 to 40, when we sit in silence, we are sometimes more productive, but not at the age for our young children. And of course, punishing at that more point of time does not work. So what works? Let's experience that. So the flip side of that is doing a little retrospect ourselves. Now, what does that mean? Pondering upon things which matter. Let me just zoom in a little for you. So the first thing is, I would like to ask you, I mean, if your own colleague or somebody that you know, they treat you in an unfair way, what is the first feeling that would come to your mind? Would you be happy or sad about it? Just let me know in the chat. If you are treated in a very unfair way from someone that you know, would you be sad about it or happy about it? Yeah, of course, yeah, it's frustrated, sad, or any other emotion. Exactly. So knowing that this feeling of being unfair treatment does not work with children. And we have to think about ways of how can we be fair to them. Yeah. So this element of being fair, being firm is something I learned from my teachers who taught me that it's important to be firm, but you cannot be unfair also. For example, you ask your child, you are teaching your child not to speak when they're eating. Everybody has this problem. Your child is eating and then they are also talking. Can you tell me in the chat if you have seen this problem happening with your child? And the first thing that we tell them is ke khana khate bolte nahi hai, right? So that is something we are fairly telling them, that we are firmly telling them ke you do not speak when you're eating because the food can go in the windpipe, it can choke you and you will start coughing, right? But now let's say you are on the dining table with your friends and there is a phone call which comes, or maybe somebody talking to you. If they see you on that same dining table talking on the phone or talking to somebody, in their head they will understand ke papa ne mere liye to rule bana diya, but apne liye rule wo apply nahi kar rahe hai. So we are not being fair in that sense as well. If the rule has been made for the child on the dining table, we all follow that rule. I mean, eating just takes like 12 to 15 minutes if you're doing it slowly, or it could be much faster if you do it. It could be just 3, 4 minutes. But establishing that rule and also sometimes not being very hard with the rule is something which I made a mistake as well. Kabhi nahi bolna khana khate hue, you better be quiet all the time. That also was not creating an environment of a happy environment at the dining table. So just knowing that the moment you are chewing your food, us samay nahi bolna. After you are done chewing, maybe speak up and say what you have to say. And second point here is, see, regulating our emotions. You know, why I say this is a preparation that we need to do, because when you are in the situation, when the child is actually on your head and you have work to do, there is nothing that you can do to regulate yourself or to handle your emotions better. So the preparation of handling yourself has to be done before. Would you agree with me on that? Yes, no? So when we are in that situation, we cannot do anything about it. The preparation has to be done before. And the one of the most easiest way to prepare is to understand our own emotions. When do I really get angry? For example, if you notice that our breath changes with every emotion, how is our breath? Just answer me in the chat. Fast or slow or shallow. How is our breath when we are angry? Have you noticed the speed of our breath? Is it slow? Is it fast? It's faster, right? Arvind says fast, Rakesh says fast, Abhishek says shallow. Yeah. So the breath pattern is changing as soon as we get angry. So the other side, how is our breath when we are feeling sad? Is it fast? Is it slow? If we are feeling sad or maybe we are sick, what is the speed of the breath at that time? Let me know in the chat. It's slow. Anyone else? Slow. Right. So do you notice that with every emotion that we experience, our breath pattern is also changing? And the reverse of it has been scientifically proven since many years now, more than 30 years now, that the moment we regulate our breath, we can handle our emotions better. So my invitation to you would be to work on your emotions using the power of your breath. If you know any techniques already, please continue to practice them. I would be having a separate session where I would be talking in much detail about how do we use our breath to regulate our emotions. If you haven't learned anything, I would strongly recommend come for that session and have some experience on how we can practically do that, because talking about it at one level, our logical mind understands. Getting it into a level of experience is where our preparation helps. And the third thing which I would like to invite you to do is being vulnerable about your own experience with them. When I say this, is it comfortable for you as a father to talk to your child when you feel sad, when you don't feel okay? Or maybe something from your past which you feel bothers you, like you would do to your best friend. I mean, if your best friend was there in front of you, will you not open up yourself to them? Right? So opening yourself up in front of your child is very difficult. I totally understand that, and this is where our ego again comes into picture. But the moment we do that, you will notice that they start opening up as well. They become more vulnerable by talking to you, because they now see that my father is sharing his thoughts with me. Yeah. And as I said, the fourth point here is the mistake that we do is we teach them at the height of their tantrum. When the tantrum is too high, no, 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 I don't want this. And you are saying no means no. This is where I would say hold on to your teachings. Calm down that time. Do not try to educate them, especially at the peak of they being not okay. Save it for maybe 1 hour later when you both have calmed down. And this again will happen when we have done little preparation in terms of knowing this fact that जब बच्चा परेशान है उस समय मुझे ज्ञान नहीं देना. After some time, Yeah. And finally, knowing that you are not fighting with your child, it is not a fight between you and your child. It is a fight between both of you versus the problem that the child is facing. Just a shift in perspective. When you know that my child is going through a particular behavior pattern, you look at the child and the behavior separately. And then approaching that problem becomes much easier. What do you think? Good idea? Is it a good idea? Just let me know in the chat. What do you think about this? Yes. So not approaching the person like me versus you, but it is us versus the problem. And as you were talking about the emotions as well, this is the change that we need to do. We were talking about four different emotions that they experience and the behavior that they have. So what we do with the emotion is that I think it comes naturally to some parents, but for me, I had to learn this. And this is what I'm going to share with you, that we validate. Oh, beta, I understand you are feeling sad. Let's talk about it. This is being validating. This is validation. Yeah. Kyun saare din udaas rehte ho, kyun rote rehte ho, is not validating. But talking, okay, let us see, kyun ro rahe ho tum? Kya hua? Kyun udaas ho tum aaj? This is about validating. And know that at the end of the day, your child is just a small human being who is evolving and learning. So accepting them as they are is very important. Can you all do that? Accepting that right now my child is crying. Right now they are rolling on the floor. They are frustrated by what I told them or maybe what has happened. So accepting that part. And lastly, having a sense of respect for them as a human being, right? I mean, if it was in your office that somebody was not okay and they would just burst out, we cannot go and shout out to them, right? We'll have to go and sit down and talk to them. So, though your child is small, maybe they are just 2 years, maybe they are mere 10 years, but having a sense of respect, just like you would do for any other adult when you talk to, is going to make a difference. And for the behavior, what do we do for the behavior? We got to address that. How do we address that? Just by, for example, saying the simple line which made sense to me. I understand that you are angry, but hitting is not an okay way to express that. Or isko, when we are talking to this to a child, going to a level, going to their level, being on your knees, looking into their eyes, and talking it is going to make a huge difference. Rather than ये जो तुम गुस्सा दिखा रहे हो ना, ऐसे नहीं चलेगा. Instead of saying that, I understand that you're angry, but hitting is not an okay way to express that. Or you use whatever way is comfortable to you. But I'm just saying, address the behavior. लेट देम नो कि जो अपने इमोशन एक्सपीरियंस कर रहे हो वो ठीक है, बट जिस तरह से आप उसको एक्सप्रेस कर रहे हो, आपका जो बिहेवियर है, वी नीड टू वर्क ऑन दैट. एंड आई थिंक वी एज इन दिस एज ऑफ 30 to 40, वुड यू से दैट यू हैव लर्न एवरीथिंग इन लाइफ? कैन यू टाइप इट इन द चैट, यस और नो? डू यू फील लाइक यू हैव लर्न एवरीथिंग इन लाइफ? No, right? Exactly. So we are close to 40 or 30 plus. We ourselves feel that we have not learned everything in life. So why are we expecting a child to learn everything while they are so young? Sometimes we become too hard on making sure that they understand everything. अगर नहीं समझ आया उनको कोई बात नहीं, रिपीट करने का. Why so serious about they should get it? They should get it from me. Right? So that is something we need to work on. And finally, I have to tell you this very important aspect, which has been the game changer for me personally, is what we are exposed to as human beings. Now, what do I mean by that? When I say our exposure, I'm talking about these three things. What do we choose as a source of entertainment? What do we scroll on social media? And the type of people that we have around us. Does it make sense? Let me elaborate. Entertainment, I'll stop sharing my screen. Coming back to the first point, entertainment, you will notice that there are hundreds of movies released every month right now. Yes? And we have our preferences. We prefer a certain hero, we prefer a certain series. And you will notice that if there is a certain form of aggression or violence in that series, unconsciously, it is going into your subconscious mind. You may not notice it, but that level of aggression, violence is going into the subconscious mind. And sooner or later, it is going to come out. So, my humble request to you is absolutely choose entertainment. But if you're watching any series where violence or any movie where you would see people with guns and they are just shooting around each other, people losing lives, you will notice that somewhere it is impacting. And I love action, nothing against that. I am a huge action fan. I love Avengers. But when I do it too much, I notice that this is making a difference. And I got to be careful on what I am exposed to. And the last second point was about the social media. When you see what kind of people you want to follow, it makes a difference. Yes? You can choose to, there are two types of content on social media. One is the lean forward content, where we are surfing every time. Ek ke baad reel dekhte ja rahe hain. Something is going on. Maybe we find something useful and then we go into their profile and start following the person. And the second is the lean back content, where you are not in a rush to move forward, which is mostly if you're watching a YouTube video or you are listening to a podcast. We also have a podcast for fathers, where we talk a lot. I have invited a lot of fathers in my circle who have spoken about their journey as a father. And I would love to sometimes sit with you, all of you, one to one to understand your journey as a father. And we have just recorded this as audio series. So they are available on all the different platforms. So such kind of content where you can lean back, listen to it, is going to make a difference in your own state of mind. And lastly, the kind of people you hang out with. So, I mean, we are around 11, 12 of us here. If you can find similar people who have similar interests and they are willing to make a difference in their lives, or maybe they are willing to contribute in others' lives, this is the kind of company you would like to keep. And you will notice that this kind of exposure is going to make a difference in yourself as a father as well. Are you with me till now? Does it make sense? Can you type it in the chat? MS makes sense if you are with me. Makes sense? MS. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. So on that note, I would like to take a pause and listen from you. What is your say on this? Anything? What you can do is just let me know which was the point that hit you the most from today's session. I would like to hear from you. Okay. So let's start with the Rakesh. So I'm done. This is what I wanted to share with you all of you for today. And I'm sure there are, we could stay for 5 more minutes to talk about each other and if you have any questions. And I would love to answer them and talk, know more about you. Yes, Rakesh.
Yeah, so Nitish, what I actually like most from this session is that basically when it comes to dealing with the kid, most of the time, it comes from the ego only, that how can actually, he's not listening to me, or how come he can actually just respond back. Like, see, many cases it happens that if I say something, he say, I have also seen you doing that, so why you are stopping me? So you know what, I think that's a one thing which I actually just realized that, unless until I bring the change in my behavior, because he might be considering as a role model, So that is one thing. And especially with the point what you covered on that, like when we actually try to discipline them by punishment and all those things, like what emotions they go through. Sometimes in my case, I just feel now that, I sometimes fail to understand, and I just think that, you know, the matter is solved. And now he will be a good child going forward, but it doesn't happen.
So
So,
true. Thank you for
yeah.
sharing that. You know what?
Yeah, Nitish, hi.
Yeah, go ahead, Samuel.
Nitish, on anger management, something that I have tried to put in. So I am a vivid listener of Sumer Bhagwat, right? And while I was listening to one of them, a very simple tool that somebody told, that person told, to control anger in any situation, not only when you are dealing with your child, right? When you are having a fight with your wife, when you are having any kind of anger issues, a simple tool that he has said that everybody we believe on our God, right? Whenever you are angry, start chanting the God's name. Your anger will come down.
Start
Start chanting your God's name. Basically,
what?
so
Chanting.
if you are, let's say, you know, that Hare Krishna mantra, right? So as soon as you are angry, you know, just start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. And it helps. I have done it, and it really helps. You know, it instantly cools you down.
Yes.
So listen, your team who is right now a part of it can try. It has helped me a lot. You know, I used to be a person who used to get angry like within few seconds. But now with this trick, you know, I do get angry, but instantly I calm down also because, you know, instantly that the chanting starts inside me as soon as I'm angry.
That's a very powerful tool, Soumya. Thank you. You know what we are going to do now is I would give a 1 minute to everyone. I would request you to share one line, one perspective which what is your one takeaway from today's session in this post? There's a post available on a Facebook group. It's a group for the dads. I invite all of you to be a part of this group, and in this post, just share one takeaway from today's session. I'm going to share my screen and share it with all of you. So here's my screen. And this is the post. Share your takeaway from the Dad Talk session you attended. So I would request all of you to take a minute, go on this post.
Nitesh, why the same post, Nitesh? Maybe every week we can have a new post, no?
Yes, I understand that. Just keeping because I've just printed this post, it is easier to go through. I know
Sure.
you have already posted last time, so if you have anything
No,
from today.
certainly I would want. But like if I'm posting on the same thing, people will feel like, okay, he's just talking same. That's why I thought about it.
Okay, so that's a good idea actually. We can do that part. Let me just open the Zoom once again. Okay. Thanks for that. Let's
While posting, right, like I want to tell you one thing. Like what realized me the most today is that like see like instant results versus like long-term impact. Like that was really sometimes it is not easy to understand. While like we said, hey, like then like putting the counter or like telling whatever that like you will not get the food today, like you will not play with anything, whatever we are using the tools to behave them well, right? Like
Yeah.
for sure they have the flip side. That's the catching up that like how we are telling that puts me a lot of even more stress. I'm not sure that's how I'm feeling right now. Because like what am I doing? What is the impact of that? Everything it's I'm start questioning myself now. I don't know where I will end up in this journey going forward, but at least like it gives me a pause to think what actions I am doing. Like is
Yeah.
that really positive towards the child's future, or like what does it mean to what does it mean to him? Thinking that from his perspective is what I'm started realizing more and more.
Absolutely. This is, that's why I would say, and I can tell you from my experience, Shabna, just 1 or 2% of us as fathers would go to that aspect of doing something for the children. And this is a great start that we all are having together to think about how can I become a more involved dad and make a difference in child's life. Okay. So all those who had put up a request, I have already approved it, so you have this post open. You can just go to this link once again and post your one takeaway from today's session. I mean, this would be my request to you.
Yeah, Nitish, actually Arvind here. I am stopped using the Facebook from very long actually, so I cannot share
That's
anything
okay.
there.
You can share here. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So the key takeaway will be on that retrospect part that you told, right? How to retrospect and then understand the things. Okay. So that is really important, because how to control your emotions and how to do the preparation in advance when you are.
Very nice. Yes, Anil bhai.
First of all, thank you so much. I was on the road all this time, so you know I couldn't participate. I was hearing everything. You know, one quick anecdote. When my son was born, right, he's 3 years old. My wife got into this AOL Mommy's WhatsApp group, and she got a lot of support and everything. Okay, it was very helpful for her. She told me, "Why don't you join a daddy's group?" I said, "Okay, I'll join the daddy's group." I joined the daddy's group. The first month also, there's a lot of activity. And the last post on that WhatsApp group has been 2 years ago. So, you know, having a platform like this, having a forum like this with other dads is very helpful. And it's always good learning from other people's experiences, especially those who have slightly elder kids, because my fellow is just 3 years old now. So it's good to hear everyone's perspectives and good to hear everybody's learnings on how best to raise a kid. And thank you so much. I loved your point about regulating myself first, and also being, you know, driven by ego, as we all men tend to be. Yeah. I think the mistake I would sometimes make is that I would look down on myself for being ego driven. You know, it took me a lot of years to realize that there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the way as men we are get. It's, the important thing is to regulate that and not let it affect other people too much. So thank you so much for the wonderful session, Nilesh, and looking forward to more. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing, Anil. Anyone else would like to share? Prateek, I'm glad that you are here today. Do you want to share something?
Hey, thanks, Nilesh. It was a nice session on various aspects each one of us deal with. I did share my point on the chat, which I found useful, is when a child behaves irrationally, the immediate reaction what I have is stop this. Okay. So that is something which is to be pondered upon, and I'll take that as a takeaway.
Wonderful, Pratik. It's so nice. Finally, we could talk. And thanks to Abhishek for bringing you here. it's a great to connect.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Whom I did not hear from, Abhishek. We have two Abhishek. One is Mr. Papadi and the other Abhishek.
Okay, so Mr. Papadi, Abhishek here.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Can I? Okay. I'm okay. One second. Have I logged in from two devices?
I've muted one.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I was a little busy, so I could join a little late. And I'm feeling the first minute of me joining, I felt, kya yaar itna late kyun aaya main? Because so many learnings, good learnings which I could find. Yeah, and my most important takeaway would be that, you know, do not preach at the height of tantrums. Because I feel that's very much relatable to us as well. You know, jab dimag kharab rehta hai to bhai samjhaya mat karo kya karna hai. Give me my space, or at best, just listen to me. Yeah. So I think that's something really, really important. And more important than any one takeaway, Nitesh, I would say this whole idea of you organizing this is, you know, to you know, make us think. Otherwise, it was always like, haan, theek hai, bachche to pal jaate hain, bade ho jaate hain. Like, that's what we keep hearing also, right? Bachche to apne aap bade ho jaate hain, bahut jaldi bade ho jaate hain. But this whole idea of having this conversation is, you know, bringing so much awareness to the consciousness that, yeah, we need to pay attention to these little ones.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And in that process, ourselves getting evolved while observing them and making them become a better human being.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very nice. Okay, Abhishek, the other Abhishek.
Hey, hi Nitesh.
Yes, bye.
Thanks for organizing here. Means you rightly said that we don't come with a manual. Sometimes we try to, you know, make things up as we go, but such kind of a group is always good to have a reference point and see where what alternatives can be learned from others as well. Other than that, one of the important things that struck me from this session was the short-term gains versus the long-term impacts that are highlighted in your chat today. So definitely worth something introspecting on and trying to, you know, calm ourselves down during the height of anger or, you know, when the child is having tantrum. So, but yeah, something we've been trying to come up with our own solutions most of the times, failing miserably and trying to do something new, but a group like this should help to learn from somebody else's experience, I guess.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that, Abhishek.
Thanks a lot, Nitesh.
And just to let everyone know, I have met Abhishek just last week. We were in a BNI meeting through Anil, who was just here some time back. And we had a very nice chat together, and we just explored about fatherhood. Abhishek is a interior designer. Not interior designer exactly, Abhishek. Sorry, could you?
Yeah, something on those lines. I do residential interiors. Yeah.
Right. And we all have some wonderful professionals. I mean, for example, the other Abhishek, he's running a restaurant in Chennai. I think a couple of them now. And we have Shravana and myself. And, we are into IT industries. Pranav is into tractor industry. Pranav, we have not heard from you. Are you driving? Can you speak? Okay, I think he's still driving, so it should be okay. But overall, I'm glad we all could come together. Thank you so much. If you haven't put your takeaway on the Facebook group chat, you can still do that. I would love to read it in detail and respond to you. Thank you so much. I hope we can all meet up. I mean, my intention would be to do something similar every Sunday. Whenever you feel that you want to learn something new, I would invite you to join in and participate, and of course implement those learnings in the coming week. And more we are in this company, the more we keep listening. For example, today we discussed 10 things. Even if we implement one of them, that is good enough, and that is a very good start. So on that note, thank you once again everyone for joining in. I'm really grateful that you all could connect and looking forward to meet you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, guys. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you.